You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the 320th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Rutherford. Stay tuned for my interview with Maram Taiba, author of the steampunk fantasy novel, Weather Knows. Stay tuned for the interview. Well, welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Maram Taiba, author of Weather Knows, a steampunk fantasy novel. Maram, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Jeff. It's nice to be here.
Great. Well, can you read a few pages from your novel, Weather Knows?
Sure. In the sideways hemisphere of the cerulean universe, there was a roaming archipelago that went, for the most part, unnoticed by anybody. If you looked at it from above, you would see one tiny island existing on its own, like a freckle, not too far from the city of Lynette. On this island, there lived a weatherman. His name was Tart. When he was born, there were many offended whispers from the elderly folk in his family. But he never wondered about his name. It had always been there, just like his hands and feet, though at the wise age of 10, he decided it was ridiculous to be named after a dessert. The name stayed because it suited him as he grew into it. At the age of 42, he had long ago lost his boyish roundness, and the disparity between his looks and his name became all the more noticeable. He now had a lean, taut build, interrupted by aged skin at the creases. His hair was a mouse-brown carpet that seemed to ripple up in spikes whenever he was annoyed. It was said that he had inherited the abnormal sharpness of his nose from a long-forgotten great-uncle. Coming from a family that produced a consistent type of offspring, his strange nose had always offended his mother, who thought it looked like the tusk of an Arctic narwhal. Tart was the only weatherman in Lynette, and the People's Meteorology Organization paid him very well. His days were made up of wind, rain, and air pressure. All he had to do in a day's work was to produce the measurements. The promise of sameness made it a comfortable thing to get out of bed every morning, and to his mind, there was no reason that today should be any different. The days, as we all know, can be deceiving.
Great. Well, if someone listening hasn't heard about your novel, Weather Knows, yet, how would you describe the novel?
You mean as in, like, in terms of personality, or would you like the synopsis?
Well, I would say both.
Well, it has a... Weather Knows is something that I wrote purely for fun. So let's start with that. It's lighthearted, it's quirky, it's got a lot of color in it. This is a steampunk novel about an old-fashioned weatherman who wakes up one day to find that his career is being sabotaged because a 10-year-old girl has invented a machine that can predict the weather. So to get his life back, he sets out on this like vendetta to destroy her and her machine, but he finds out that she is way smarter than him.
Great. Well, do you remember the original idea that led you to write Weather Knows?
because see, this was one of those projects where I start out with a snapshot of an image of a character, and then I just went with it, and it just kind of unfolded into this story. I don't think that there was an original idea that it was based on, or it wasn't like I had this story idea and I was like, oh, hey, it'd be cool to write a story about a weatherman and a 10-year-old girl. No, it just kind of unfolded, and Cyprus was introduced quite spontaneously in the process.
And so when you were writing it, I think from what you just said, I'm curious, did you know that you wanted to write a steampunk novel, or was that just what came out as you were writing?
I think that this world, the Cerulean universe, the world of the book, it was being constructed in my head for years, ever since I was 13 years old. But I never quite, I didn't know what it was called. I didn't know what the story was. I could just see it. And then the steampunk-ness of it kind of crept into the world building somewhere down the line. I can't really remember when, and I didn't even know it was called steampunk. I didn't know that this genre had a name, or like this aesthetic had a name. It was mm-hmm. just something that I had seen before and was fascinated by, and I loved the energy of it. I loved the immersion of like modern, you know, mechanical technology with something as like quaint and old-fashioned as, you know, Victorian England, because that's usually the fusion, right?
Right.
With steampunk, and it just kind of happened. But then years later, after I had already written the book, I found out in grad school that this thing that I had in my mind, it's called steampunk.
And have you subsequently read any of the steampunk novels that are out there?
Well, I am familiar with the work of Jules Verne, whose work provides a lot of inspiration for the genre. I only recently read the Historic Materials by Philip Pullman, which I believe can be considered steampunk. I mean, if you were to watch the film, definitely that aesthetic is there. What I was going to say is that, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
You're okay with editing, right?
Yes, I am.
What was I going to say? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No, not a problem. Not a problem. So you mentioned earlier that it really unfolded for you as you were writing it, that you just had this kind of kernel of an idea or this image of a character initially. Do you normally write that way, or do you ever try to outline your stories or novels, or does it vary from project to project?
That's a good question. I think I have experienced both kinds of approaches. So weather knows I was just flying through it with no plan. The Road to Elephants, which is another book that I published in 2015, that one I wrote completely with no plan. Like, I was just enjoying the mood of the story. I was curious where this character was going, and I went with it. But in larger works, I think, so Weather Knows is a novella. But in larger works, I had a plan just because I didn't want to feel overwhelmed by the size of the task that I was undertaking. So for me, it wasn't really an outline as much as I wanted to have moments that I wanted to arrive at. So just putting those moments down and knowing that, okay, so I'm going to let the muse guide me, and, you know, I'm going to do this spontaneously, but there is a moment there that I want to arrive at. So that kind of balanced out the structural aspect of, you know, writing a large piece of work and the intuitive aspect of it. So they worked hand in hand.
Right. And I think you said earlier that you studied writing. Where did you study writing? And did you get an MFA, or was it?
I did an MFA in film production, which included all aspects of making a film. But my My work with my craft, growing my craft, has always been a solo.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Process for me, I took a lot of writing, creative writing classes online. I read a lot of books about writing. I read a lot of books and like really try to absorb everything that authors put out there. I learned by doing. I didn't have much mentorship when I was a child, and that was a struggle for me. It wasn't until, you know, in the past few years that I started to find real mentors, and it was quite comforting to work with mentors, because you can really see where you're at.
And so, had you always wanted to be a writer? Were you writing stories and novels before you wrote Weather Knows?
Yeah, according to my mother, she would tell you that I started writing at a very, very young age, like at 5 or 6. But I personally remember the moment when I had decided that I wanted to be an author. I was in sixth grade. I was 11 years old. And that was the time when it just kind of opened up for me, like an epiphany. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm here to do. Because I had been spending years reading the classics and reading a lot of other contemporary fiction. And I've always found friends in my books. Like I thought of them as friends, and as cliche as it sounds, but really it was a sanctuary for me, those worlds that those authors wrote. And I wanted to contribute that. I wanted to create that. I knew that at a very young age.
And so are you working on another novel now?
Yes, actually. I recently polished a fantasy novel. And I'm still like trimming a little bit of it. I'm working with an editor right now to get it, you know, into shape. And that's something that I'm really excited to start, you know, taking into the publishing process. And this is like full on fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like an epic sort of YA. It's got all the good stuff.
Great. Well, so as you were writing when you were younger, and as you started working on Weather Knows and some of the other novellas that you've written, are there books or authors that inspired you as you started writing your own stories?
Definitely. So many of them. I was, you know, it's growing up in the time of Harry Potter. I have to say that J.K. Rowling was a huge inspiration for me. But there's also, you know, C.S. Lewis, Lloyd Alexander, who wrote the Prydaine Chronicles, Patricia Reed, who wrote the Enchanted Forest Chronicles, Charles Dickens, not because of his prose, but just because of his, you know, his eye for visuals and his storytelling. I love that. Lucy Maud Montgomery is actually, I can't believe I mentioned her last, because she had to have come first, actually, because she was she shaped a lot of my craft, but also I feel like she shaped a lot of who I was while I was growing up. I feel very connected to her and her work.
Great. Well, in addition to writing, you mentioned earlier that you that you studied filmmaking, and I know that you have directed several short films. How is the filmmaking process different than writing fiction solo?
Oh my God. Filmmaking is, as much as I appreciate, I truly appreciate everything that everyone on a film set or on a film crew does. It is fantastic. It is astonishing what they're able to pull together. The teamwork, the collaboration. However, for me personally, having written and directed two short films, I feel like I am more drawn to the quiet hum, the quiet lull of sitting with a piece of writing and just, you know, diving into a world without any limitation, more than I am to the filmmaking is a struggle. It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. And as a writer, it was fantastic. All of those experiences that I had were amazing. My last film was so emotional. Like making it, I was crying all the time on set because the story was really close to my heart. But I can see how some parts of it are just painful for me. I don't feel like I was cut out for it. As much as I am for sitting quietly at a desk and writing.
So what advice would you offer for listeners who are writing their own stories and novels?
In what sense do you mean? Like,
well, in terms of either the writing process or, it could be the publication process. Any thoughts that you have for, someone who is working on their own stories and novels?
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that comes to mind for me is respecting the process. Because a lot of times when we are, especially when we're starting out and we have these big dreams and we have these, ambitions, you tend to be hard on the process. You tend to be hard on your muse. And you end up hammering it, like, trying to force something out because you want to get there. You want to finish the product and you want to, scale that ladder. But you need to respect the process, because there will be times when what your process needs is emptiness. What your process needs is for you to go out and do something else and not think about writing. And that is a phase in the creative cycle that is super important, because that's where that's when your ideas are germinating underneath the soil. You don't see them, but they will come out when they're ready, and you need to trust that.
And so what books have you read lately that you would recommend or that you enjoyed?
Oh, back to Philip Pullman. I recently read The Book of Dust, which is a prequel to his series, his Dark Materials series. I am enthralled by Philip Pullman's work. He has been, I don't think he knows it, but he has been my literary mentor for the past few years. So The Book of Dust is, it's the story of Lyra Belacqua, who is the heroine of the His Dark Materials series, about her story when she was a baby and how she was carried through a flood to safety, when a lot of dark forces were looking for her as the prophetic child, or the chosen one. So that was the last piece of fantasy that I enjoyed. I'm trying to think, farther back, but that's the most recent one.
Great. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your writing?
I have a website. It's called www.maram-taibah.com. So that's maramtaibah.com, my name. And I'm also on Instagram. Don't be shy. Reach out and find me there. It's maram.taibah.author.
Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Maram Taibah, author of Weather Knows. Go grab a copy of the novel now. And Maram, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's nice to meet you.
Great.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.